Welcome back to Ranger Chronicles. I am your host, Charlie Niemeyer, and this time out, we are watching another two episodes of Power Rangers SPD, Insomnia and Resurrection. We are getting closer to the finale, folks. This is the 35th and 36th episodes out of 38, and the last two is a two-parter. So that can only mean that this is going to be fun. So let's jump into our first episode, Insomnia. And we're going to start this in 3, 2, 1, go. SPD Emergency. Insomnia was the 35th episode of Power Rangers SPD. It first aired on October 28th, 2005, written by John Telegin and directed by John Lang. Picking up right where the last one left off. Oh, she dropped her dolly.
I've overhauled the morphing grid and uploaded the relevant battles to the mainframe for review.
How do you overhaul the whole grid?
Still no word from the A squad, and the Rangers have asked to wear clown suits while on patrol. I've approved them.
Fine.
You're not listening to me at all, are you?
You're right. I'm sorry, Cap. I was just thinking about...
Isenia?
Yes. Do you think it's possible she's still alive?
I don't know. It's been a long time. Hope can be a dangerous thing if you let it consume you.
Well, I still haven't lost hope for the A-Squad. Sometimes I wonder if I hadn't have sent them off to the Helix Nebula, maybe we'd have defeated Grum already.
Ooh. Oh, this is going to be a clip show.
Can't sleep?
Jeez. Didn't she spill her drink?
You scared me. What are you doing sitting in the dark?
Can't sleep either. I let you all down.
Her pajamas are yellow.
I'm later and I failed. Kruger was right. We should have defeated Grum by now.
We're doing okay. Remember where we started from?
I'm sorry. We don't have anything else to give out. Maybe tomorrow. Wait. Wait.
If we're gonna make a change, then we're gonna have to be a part of something bigger.
Yeah, well, when you find something bigger, let me know.
Stop! Out of the way! We don't want to hurt you.
Hurt us?
You know, I don't know if I made this comment back in the beginning, but you'd almost think that Z was going to be the Pink Ranger based on the outfits. Oh my goodness, a blue head! Remember when one blue head was a big deal?
They were really outnumbered back there.
They were trying to arrest us. Besides, it's not our fight.
Huh? Huh? Yeah! Back off!
You can serve your time in prison, or you can become part of something bigger. Something that makes a difference.
Can we think about this?
We've got company.
Oh, we don't show her become the Yellow Ranger? We just jump to him being red? I mean, I understand it's a big deal, but, you know, show both. Okay, yeah, but that wasn't her first morph. But whatever. This was fun. This was back when the orange ones were actually tough.
Take your flyer back to Earth. If I take my flyer and hit the Corbin, I can destroy it.
And yourself?
That's a jump.
I'm Red Ranger, and that's the plan. SPD, emergency. Have a safe trip back to Earth. Realign to target.
I still don't understand why they couldn't just do another shot.
Thugs. So why does Kruger think he'll be better off with A-Squad?
Because he's right. The A-Squad's the tightest, most disciplined team in the whole academy. As a team, we haven't always been on the same page. And it's mostly my fault. Ever since I was a little kid, I've trained for the day I become like my dad. The next Red Ranger.
You gotta be kidding me! He's the Red Ranger?
He's got no business being the Red Ranger.
I heard that. Think you could do a better job?
Yeah. But Kruger picked you. You may be wearing red, but you're not a leader.
You could have caught that guy if you formed the Megazord right away.
You don't know that, Sky.
So...
Actually, I believe I do.
Really? Well, maybe if you spent more time with the team, you could enlighten us.
This coming from a guy...
I just realized...
Like he was our boss.
What?
That this would be... SPD should be a 24-hour operation, right? I mean, yeah, these guys should be asleep.
It's true.
But everything shouldn't be shut down just because it's nighttime.
Pulled it together when it mattered most.
Because you never know when danger's gonna hit.
This has gotta be one of Silverback's plans. He wanted us all to be together. You know what? When I was running, I realized so do I. I want us to be together as Power Rangers. And as friends. So I want to apologize.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
Me too.
Me three.
Come on, guys. Let's show them.
Yeah. Yeah.
Bring it.
With pleasure.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Need a lift?
Yeah. Ouch. Poor Jack's shoulders. Man, I forgot about that one. I didn't forget the battle, I just forgot about the whole flipping and everything.
Are you sure this will work? Knowing Jack, he'll make it work.
Let's show him how it's done. Ready, Jack?
Oh, yeah.
I kind of like this, because we haven't seen the actual formation of the original Megazord all the way through since, like, I don't know, way back.
Two,
sure. We've had our moments. But as a team, I'm not convinced we can defeat Grum. Are you?
Well, there's always self-doubt.
Bridge?
What are you doing eating a cupcake in the middle of the night?
I always eat when I'm responsible for the end of the world.
What are you doing?
Watching you read.
I don't think I even want to ask you why you're watching me read, but could you at least do it without chomping on your food?
Toast. You want some? It's buttery.
Bridge!
Oh, buttery. Oh, the funny bridge stuff.
Rude to sniff other people's dogs without permission. My bad.
Bridge!
Bridge!
Watch.
Bridge!
Wait a minute. What did the monster say he was after?
You can be a little odd, Bridge. But without you, we wouldn't have caught half those freaks.
The Series 1 processor hyper-intelligent encryptor. Surrender it to me or pay the price.
Sophie. S-O-P-H-I-E. Series 1 processor. Hyper.
Intelligent.
Encryptor.
We practically handed her to them.
That's him! That's the alien I saw break into the bank. Arrest him!
But he's not guilty.
How is that possible?
You should know. You're the one who framed him. Bridge, are you sure about that? Sure enough to do this.
Super Bridge! This is a pretty sick fight. Very fast.
Whose fault is it?
Mine. I can't sleep. It just keeps swirling around in my head. I'm gonna have bags tomorrow. I spend too much time thinking about me. Me, me, me. I'm the reason that we can't win. This is my room. Get the whole foot laces, tasteless trash dumpster boots out of my room.
Here's a newsflash for you, Missy. The big blue dog says it's not just your room anymore.
What?
Whoa, ho, ho.
But for your information, I'm going out for my birthday.
What?
What?
What? It's your birthday.
Why didn't you tell us?
Well, tomorrow's officially my birthday. It's no big deal to me, but my parents insist on throwing me this enormous party every year the night before. You know, they rent the best restaurant in town, and there's limos and a live band and... blah, blah, blah.
Landers.
Blah, blah.
I want you to choose one member of your squad to stake out her laboratory.
Not a problem. Sid and I'll do it.
What?
You have the most surveillance training, so that makes you the best person for the job.
Yes, but I'm gonna miss my birthday dinner.
I need birthday tomorrow. Sorry, Sid. This is an important assignment. Birthday's not a good enough reason to get out of it.
I can't believe I have to spend time in this grimy.
Yeah, well, whining is not gonna make it go by any faster.
I'm not whining. It's just so unfair.
It's more of a pout.
Well, if you ask me, he's been ready for the scrap heap for a while now.
Sid, it's pretty cold, even for you. Sid, you've also taught us all how to be better Rangers.
A few more minutes.
I hate to say it, but he obviously wasn't able to trace the scent.
We're not sure of that yet.
I told you, Sid. We didn't have enough time to test the program. Still kind of buggy.
But he seemed so sure.
Well, there's no use in all of us wasting our time out here.
Come on, guys. Come on, Rick.
Hey, it's completely dry and sunny.
Rick was right.
I love it. I wonder if that happens in the Sentai too. It starts raining and then she falls into a dry hole. One day I'll check it. Today is not that day. Well, they just showed one episode.
Shadow Ranger, you didn't think we could do it on our own?
SPD emergency. No, I think he became Shadow because he had to.
But that has only made me stronger. I am Shadow Ranger. Yeah. Shadow Saber.
Oh, are they going to do the whole countdown? They are. You know, I really do think that the only thing that could have made this fight better was if the countdown had been reflected in that giant puddle at the beginning. Oh, they didn't do the whole thing. Oh, well. Now, why did it not look quite as good in this time? In Shadow, it looked great.
You've destroyed my planet, Asirius. You've defeated my comrades. You have taken my wife, Isinia. I've never been more disappointed in a team in all my years.
Wow, that's a lot of years when you consider that one of my years is equivalent to seven of your
years. I guess we all accrue down our own way.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Is Sam gonna show up?
This way, Mara. The magnificence will not be denied.
Uh-oh. What's the magnificence going to do?
I have a question. Have you ever wondered why Grum just hasn't destroyed Earth like he did Nalandia?
If Grum can destroy Earth from orbit, why doesn't he?
We must need something.
But what? He already has millions of dollars worth of diamonds. I think 100 carats is a bit much. Me either. Later, Gator.
Well, wait a minute, guys. Grum tried to steal all that gold, remember?
He did steal the gold.
I got it.
Well, maybe they didn't. That's right. They stopped him.
Chrome's master plan is to open up a mega jewelry store.
Oh, yes, of course.
Okay, maybe it's not that perfect.
Grum must be trying to build something. Like a new ship?
Out of gold? It's way too soft a metal.
But not if he added that iridium that he stole. Iridium can be used to harden all metals.
Oh, they're putting it together, folks.
Okay. So Grum is looting the Earth of our resources to build either a ship or a giant weapon.
A weapon of that magnitude would need radioactive material to drive the reactor.
What if Grum got a piece of that meteor that Jack blew up? The radiation would be more than enough.
Yeah, we know he did.
Double team, Sky! You got it!
So Grum has everything he needs to build whatever he's building?
Except a synthesizing agent to pull it all together.
Hemotech Plasma!
New tech laboratory was
Uh-oh. They've got this figured out!
Hemotech Synthetic Plasma.
This is bad. We gotta tell Kruger.
Tell me what?
Oh!
Sir.
Good evening.
What is this about?
Sir, you heard what you said to Cat. You think if the A-Squad was here, we would have already defeated Grum.
Apparently, you didn't eavesdrop on my conversation long enough. If you had, you would have heard Cat and I agree that if A-Squad was that good, they would not have fallen into Grum's hands.
As true story.
He's got a point,
yeah.
No, sir. While we were feeling sorry for ourselves, we realize that Grum is using resources from this planet to build something very large. It is our job as Rangers to protect the planet. And
yes, I too believe that Grum is using our resources against us. The time has come to act. But we'll do it after you get some sleep.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
And Rangers, make no mistake. The fate of the world rests in your hands.
Oh, no pressure. Oh.
Yes, magnificence. I pledge my allegiance. It will be
oh.
done. And you will rule the galaxy.
That's a giant brain with an eye stalk. So all of the voices we heard for for monsters and stuff did not get a credit in this one. That probably makes sense. I like that that's similar to last season. It's a clip show, but they also do kind of sort of move the story forward a tiny little bit. So I'm guessing this next one will be a big jump forward. But not a clip show. See, I thought the clip show... Well, I'll tell you after the end of this one. All right, so next up, we'll be watching Resurrection after this break.
We'll be right back to Power Rangers SPD, part of JetX on ABC Family.
Attention, Rangers. My name is Commander Kruger. When my planet was attacked by the Truvians, I escaped to Earth. Now this is my last chance to stop them. I am SPD Shadow Ranger.
To protect and serve the galaxy.
Power Ranger SPD, go!
Weekend mornings at 8:30, 7:30 Central. Part of JetX on ABC Family.
Rangers dismissed!
Now, back to Power Rangers SPD. Part of JetX on ABC Family.
And we're back. We're ready to watch our second episode. And we're going to get this started here in 3, 2... 1, go.
SPD emergency.
Resurrection was the 36th episode of Power Rangers SPD. It first aired on November 4th, 2005, written by Bruce Kalish and directed by John Lang.
Space Patrol, Space Patrol, Space Patrol Delta.
Anyone want any toast?
It's buttery.
It's really buttery.
See?
Extra buttery.
Great. Two hands.
Why do you always wiggle your fingers when you say buttery?
He can't help himself. It's ingrained in his cellular makeup.
That's ridiculous. I can say buttery without... buttery. Buttery. Maybe I can't.
At ease. Rangers, these last few days have been uneventful. But I caution you, do not let your guard down. Something is brewing. I can feel it. Be at the ready.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Where's Jack?
He's in the city. He got bored and decided to go out.
Very well. Carry on.
Very well? Really?
Is that all yours, Carson?
No, sir. Yeah. Well, I made some for everyone, but nobody wants any. Do you want some toast? It's really but...
Oh, this is where we set up Jack. Oh. This is where we set up Jack's after SBD.
You're
a girl?
No.
Yes, she is.
I was gonna say you're a thief.
Well, then I guess we're even, because I'm surprised you're a cop. Are you undercover, or is that the latest spring uniform you're sporting?
I don't like to wear the... I don't have to answer your questions. You're under arrest for stealing clothing.
Okay. Would you arrest me even if I told you these clothes are gonna be given out to the poor?
Even if I believe that to be true, which I don't, yeah, I'd still arrest you. It's against the law.
A cop with principles? Ooh. Nice. Okay,
this
would you
is kind
me,
of
even if I told you I wasn't stealing these?
My
dad owns
basically
the company. Clothing to
him
the media out of our goodwill.
Arresting himself, almost?
Yeah. Yeah, I would still arrest you. And I have to admit, it is a good story.
Well, I hate to burst your inflated badge, bucko, but it happens to be the truth. The name's Allie Samuels. My dad owns Samuel's Clothing, and if you take a look behind that prejudging brain of yours, you'll see our name on the side of the van.
Oh yeah, it's right there.
My bad.
Yes. Yes, it was. Now, if you'll excuse me, I have to get back to work.
Kind of a rude girl, but yeah.
Fine.
Anyway, this sets up what Jack's going to be doing after the finale.
You don't need any help, do you?
Mora. Mora.
Mora. Oh. She's just standing there.
I found this lying out in the corridor.
Thank you. Playtime's over, Cindy.
Whoa.
What terrible thing should we do today, Emperor?
Today will be unlike any other day seen by the unsuspecting Rangers.
You know, I think Jack had the right idea about getting away from the Academy.
Nice sweater.
The way you're loosening up, Sky, you're almost becoming human.
Getting there.
Just what I'm looking for.
What is this?
You're mine.
I knew this was too good to last.
Ready!
Ready!
SPD!
Emergency!
Look, Jack, I feel like...
Look at him doing what he used to do, but legitimately.
No way. I want to thank you for giving me the chance to do what I love again.
Look, I don't know if you're busy after, but I make a mean macaroni cheese, so...
Is it Kraft? Because that's in a box. Maybe Velveeta?
My friends are in trouble. Rain check?
Ah!
Welcome, Rangers. But you're no match for me. Let's see, squashing yellow and blue together makes one squashed Green Ranger.
Already have a Green Ranger, thank you.
Ouch. Man, it's taking forever for Jack and the others to get there. Oh, hey, that's that place in New Zealand with the people on the side of the building. Tommy fought Zeltrax there last season. Like, right after his first morph, I think. Aww. But they just showed up. They didn't even get to do anything.
Batteries charged with human cells are exactly what I need.
Those were empty. That one was empty? No? Okay.
I can trust you. You could turn on me.
I could. But then, why would I give you this?
Oh, that thingy.
Energy accelerator.
Yes. No doubt the Power Rangers will try and stop you. They must not succeed.
No doubt.
They are of no worry to me. I already beat them.
Don't let your small victory today mislead you. Nothing must get in my way of taking control of Earth.
His name is Delix. He's already been judged guilty in 10 galaxies for draining the life force from innocent beings. He is now believed to be working for Broodwing.
So does that mean they're not going to bother with the whole judgment
thing
now? I need
you out on the streets looking for him. Team up. I want no Ranger out there alone. And where is Jack?
He left us after the last attack. He said he had some.
Well, find him.
Sir!
Oh. Bye, guys.
Retrieve batteries. I'm fully charged. I need more.
Shouldn't they glow all the time?
This is too easy. Crybots, reload.
Oh, it makes them change color. Oh, you people! Why would you run to the problem?
Helpless humans. It is your wasted energy that will fuel my takeover of your puny planet.
More energy!
Hold it right there!
SPD, you're coming with us!
Really?
Specifically those two? Interesting. Only two Rangers are allowed to fight this guy? Oh, okay, here we go.
Jack's not with you?
We haven't found him anywhere.
Jack or no Jack, we're gonna have to stop this guy.
Couldn't you call him?
Hey, sir.
Wait for us.
The Rangers have found Delix.
And Jack? But find him.
Okay, see, he should know better at this point.
You're doing great.
But I guess he's probably, like, in love or something, right? Oh.
Come in, Jack. The Rangers are under attack.
I cannot tell you the last time I had so much fun.
No, tell me.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know what you're doing, but stop it immediately. Your fellow Rangers are under attack.
Look, I...
Yeah, I know. You gotta go.
She's going to be upset about this? Huh.
You're like pesky ants.
And you're our picnic.
You're under arrest, Delix.
Don't make me laugh.
Oh, look at that. He made a rainbow. there goes that thingy.
Sorry I'm late. Jack!
You're here!
Yep. You ready, Z?
I'm ready. Let's do it, Sky.
Yeah!
Oh, that worked.
Good work, guys. You think you have power? I'll show you real power.
Oh, what can he do? Uh-oh. Oh, we don't even need a robot suit. And it fixed his little arm thingies. So, you know, now that we have the SWAT thingies, I guess Omega's just kind of sit back and watch, right? Oh, wow, that was pretty good. Alright, we're gonna take him up into space and then shoot him with the cannon and we'll be good to go.
You're wanted in 10 galaxies. Prepare for containment. Ready! Fire!
Wow, that was cool. I know that makes sense, but shouldn't they have all showed up at, like, wherever those batteries are?
Good work. Dismissed.
Sir!
Jack, I would like a word with you.
Someone's in trouble.
I knew this was coming.
Well, yeah. You said, yeah.
Yes, sir.
What happened out there today?
Not sure what you mean, sir. I showed up, we kicked butt, end of story.
It may be the end of your story, but it's not the end of mine. You were late. You didn't answer your calls. Your fellow Rangers were...
All right!
Ooh!
I get it. I messed up. I'm sorry.
Sorry is not gonna cut it. I want to know what happened and who you were with. Then I want your word that this will never happen again.
What I was doing out there and who I was doing it with is none of your business. And as far as my word goes, I can't give you my word. Maybe I'll mess up again. Maybe I won't.
You have an obligation to me as one of my Rangers.
I have done everything you've asked of me and more. You know, you may not have a life outside of here, but I sure am going to. Is there anything else, sir?
No. Dismissed.
Ooh, boy.
Can you believe him, Cat?
Quite frankly, sir. Yes. It took a lot of guts for him to stand up to you like that. And what he said, he does deserve to have a life. Whether all of this ends tomorrow, he deserves a life.
What about the other Rangers? What about the safety of Earth?
His loyalty is not in question. But I would look at what's going on with you. Growl as much as you
His
like, but don't
loyalty is kind of in question. He needs to keep that darn communicator with him.
Dismissed.
Cat?
Sir, the sensors are picking up an SOS signal from Gamma Orion.
Send the C-Squad to investigate.
But sir, it's coming over the restricted SPD channel.
We have got to find them, Cat. Send the Power Rangers.
I'm on it. Ranger.
Oh! That's the... That looked like the same footage we've seen before, especially back during Ninja Storm. But of course, they've colored the grass and stuff.
Looks like a crashed spaceship.
Could anyone have survived?
I heard something. This way.
Well, it was a howling thing.
Stay focused. All clear. Come on.
All right. All Rangers accounted for. That does not look like a Deca Ranger baddie.
About his loyalty?
His loyalty.
He's good in a fight.
Question.
You stay there.
Okay, Sky, let's take a look. We'll have to blast our way in. Fire!
Well, that worked.
Oh, there's someone in there.
Well, you knew that. Five people.
No way.
Oh, it's A Squad! That is new.
No, I'm cool.
A joyous day for SPD. Well done, B Squad.
Welcome back, A Squad. I need to prepare your post medicals. I will see you shortly. Nice job, guys. Thank you.
Thank you again, cadets. You have filled in nicely. Now I need to speak
filled
to the
in.
B Squad, you are dismissed.
But... Sir,
I said you are dismissed.
Sir.
Yes, sir.
Shouldn't Omega stay?
Hey, Squad. So much has happened in your absence. We'll begin your
debriefing
right away.
He's gonna notice something.
B Squad? When was the last time Kruger called us B Squad? I mean, we work our butts off all year, and then we're ordered to leave the command center like we're some D Squad newcomer?
I don't like it any better than you, Jack. None of us do. But we knew that if A Squad returned, this was going to happen.
That doesn't mean we have to like it.
That's also true.
Bridge, how are you feeling? bridge.
Sorry. I was just thinking. I have a really bad feeling, guys. It's kind of like the feeling I had before.
Their energy, their colors. Something's off.
And after being gone all that time, wasn't it just a little too easy the way we just happened to find them?
Yeah, well, that's not our problem. Our problem is that we're B Squad, the reserves, Zord cleanup detail. We do all the work, and they're probably in the command center getting all these medals from Kruger.
It is good to have you back, Rangers. I had feared the worst. I have many questions for you, and you may have as many for me.
Uh-oh.
For now, welcome back.
You'll be coming with us, Commander Kruger. You have an appointment with Emperor Grom.
Oh. And here we have our finale. Charlie. The Red Ranger's name is Charlie. Isn't that great? Finally get a Charlie on the show. That's a ranger, no doubt. And it's an evil woman. Gotta love it. Anyway, I had thought that that was the clip show. Or that the clip show was where they showed up or were found. Because I knew that there was like a whole, most of an episode and then the thing where they save them. So that was, I don't know why I thought that. Because I really didn't pay much attention when the episode originally aired. And I haven't gone back to see it much since then. Just that it ended with, actually, I thought it ended with the revelation that she's a girl. So the kidnapping thing, that icing on the cake. All right, anyway, well, that's going to do it for this week's episode. So I want to thank you all for listening. Next time, we have the final two episodes of Power Rangers SPD endings, parts 1 and 2. Until then, I hope you all have a wonderful week.
And may the power protect
you. Thank you for listening to Ranger Chronicles. Feedback for the show can be sent to prchronicles@gmail.com or feel free to leave a comment on the show's posting at powerrangerchronicles.com. Ranger Chronicles is now on Patreon. If you'd like to support the show, please visit patreon.com/rangerchronicles for more information. All images and music heard on the show are copyright their respective copyright holders and are used for entertainment purposes only. No infringement is intended. This show is dedicated to everyone, both in front of the camera and behind the scenes, who have worked to bring us Power Rangers since 1993. Ranger Chronicles is a proud member of the Two True Freaks Internet Radio Network. Please be sure to stop by twotruefreaks.com to check out more great shows. Thank you, and may the power protect you. Dig out, dig out, dig out.